91.3 KXEI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where I sit down with students from the University of Arizona. We talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is John Kim. Hi, John.
Hi.
So you are studying neuroscience?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more. What does that mean?
At the basic definition, neuroscience is study of the brain. Me specifically, I am definitely interested in the clinical and molecular research aspects of neuroscience. The main subject of the lab I'm working in is the molecular aspects of the blood-brain barrier as it correlates to migraine with aura.
Tell me a little bit about the blood-brain barrier.
The blood-brain barrier is a membranous filter between the brain / central nervous system and the extracellular surroundings. And the reason why it's important in our lab and a lot of neuroscience labs is because in order to effectively migrate through the brain, you would need to know how you would get through the membranous blood-brain barrier. For example, if you're trying to develop a treatment for migraines, if you can't get your substance through the blood-brain barrier, then it's going to be useless. What our lab does is get a feel for like what the blood-brain barrier is composed of molecularly, more so in terms of the proteins that are responsible for maintaining the gateway of the blood-brain barrier that you would want to go through. Our lab looks at different conditions and models in which circumstances you would be able to effectively treat the brain.
Right, so you're taking different combinations of things to see if the blood-brain barrier will let it in?
Yes. Currently, I'm doing Western blotting, which is basically a way to inspect the protein expressions of the substance that you are looking at. Other than that, I also help out occasionally with surgeries.
What do you think causes migraine, especially the ones with auras?
We are at understanding that it's correlated with a phenomenon called cortical spreading depression, or CSD for short. And what happens there is that neurons are active on an electrochemical basis. They spread through action potentials. Migraine with aura, which is actually a good portion of all migraine cases, also involves, aside from headaches, fatigue, hunger, maybe like even like emotional or blood pressure issues. So yeah.
Stress and tension.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You're a senior at the U of A. What are your plans for the future?
I'm actually still trying to decide whether I would pursue a medical degree or a PhD in neuroscience research. My most lofty goal is to pursue an MD-PhD, although realistically, I'm probably going to have to choose one or the other. I definitely know that I want to pursue studies in neuropsychological research, as in the biological basis of abnormal psychology, which definitely involves a blood-brain barrier, as my current research does.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, I like to listen to mostly sound tracks of either movies or games that I play or watch.
What kind of games do you play?
I like to play Nintendo games and occasionally a video game battle system called Super Smash Brothers.
I know that game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, Super Smash Bros.
Yeah. It's pretty much like just that though. I actually don't have much time to play nowadays.
Yeah, there's a lot of really great music going on in video game world.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to KXEI today, John.
Yeah, it was a real privilege to come here.
Aw, that's so sweet. Yeah.